Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on the next spurt. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk. You should really check us out, providing voices for the people. This is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we doing it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on topics that depict people's interests. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years, we some veterans. There's one of those days, we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the topics we be on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in. 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 Tune in.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are here. We are in the building. It's your boy, Tay Real, and I'm joined by my awesome crew, Bobby G and Michelle. How is everybody doing tonight?
Hey, everybody is okay. I'm all right. How's everything with you and Michelle?
Hey, I'm doing fairly well here in Houston. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Same here. Everything. Everything. It's copacetic for now. You know, planning on staying that way. And with that said, we have a shorter show tonight than usual. So we're going to just pretty much jump right into it. We're going to just get right into it. I'm looking forward to this discussion, something that Michelle came up with. And I'm looking forward to, you know, diving in. So let's just get right to it. Bobby, you want to get the introduction started?
Oh, yeah. So, welcome everybody once again to Real Talk Radio. Tonight on Real Talk Radio, we'll be discussing how to better the black community. The black community has been in shambles since its inception. You could create a laundry list of issues that plague the black community. Of course, the obvious: guns, drugs, systemic racism, and white supremacy, of course. You already know about that. But relationships between black men and black women are more significant than most people, you know, think. You know, Black love is the lifeline, basically, of Black Americans, and when that gets lost, you know, Blacks as a whole get lost, you know? So, you know, it's a little crazy when that happens. But, you know, Black love, you know, it's so vital. You know, we decided to, you know, make it the primary focus of the discussion. You know, basically parenting, of course, and, you know, is another key element in bettering the community. We must learn from the trials and tribulations of previous generations for the betterment, you know, of the current, you know, for the current previous, you know, generations, for the betterment of current, you know, each treating each other with respect and having, you know, better communication and ability to problem solve and come up with resolutions without resorting to conflict. And that's always an issue. You know, we seem like a lot of us can't talk, and we wind up, you know, getting into conflict. You know, we can't find common ground. But, you know, conflict would, you know, excel the Black community light years ahead of course, speaking truth to power and not being afraid of, you know, engaging in intelligent conversation is vital as well. You know, everyone plays a part in contributing to helping move the Black community forward and helping ensure a better life for future generations, which is why we are sharing our opinions and views tonight. And we invite you to join us, as this is the ultimate team effort. All right, so there you go. Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. Yes,
you are.
I think this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. One of my business endeavors is to improve on our community through helping entrepreneurs and those with just creative ideas to get out of their own way, so that they can find success. But I notice more and more that we struggle as a community overall to really be healed, if I could say it just that way. And I think it's because we just have never had the true understanding of what it is to be like free, you know. So I want to ask you guys what y'all think individually or personally the biggest issue is in our community, like why we can't work together, why we don't trust each other, like why can't we support Black business, you know, at the base of it.
You want to go first, Bobby?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I think that a major issue is hate, like hate for your brother, hate for your sister, like just hating in general. It's a big issue, because if you notice, like when a business, a Black business or something, it starts out, and like you'll see, you know, your own people who, like, they'll still go to, like, the Asian restaurant or the Asian hair store or something, and, you know, you got some people that you actually probably know and everything that you're connected with from the community that's starting a new business. And we're not talking, now, first of all, if it's, like, a really just ghetto, like unprofessional, that then we're not going to just say, oh, no, but ship that, we got to support you. But I'm saying, when you see somebody really doing it the right way, and then you're still, you know, like no foolishness, no people hanging out smoking blunts in front of the place of business or nothing ghetto like that, right? And they're doing it the right way, and you're still not, like, you know, even really trying to, like, you know, support your own, but you still need those services, but you're going to other, you know, other people to get it done. It's just like, man, such a kick in the gut, you know. But, you know, like, that's just like, you know, with black on black crime and all that stuff, you know, like, it's like, it's that hate for your brother, hate for your sister. Like, we got to get out of that. We got to get away from that. We know a lot of that's due to white supremacy. We're not going to just, you know what I mean, act like that's not a part of it. And we just got to get out of that, man. We got to start, you know, really just unifying and, you know, looking, seeing the bigger picture, you know. And definitely supporting black businesses is a major thing in changing the, you know, changing how things are, you know, for the better, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, totally agree with that. Pretty much everything you said, you know. And I feel like the same way, you know. I feel that, you know, our people, first of all, you know, we don't have the love for each other, like you said. And it's really because I feel that we just don't love ourselves as people. I feel that, you know, everything we've been through, like, we're pretty much like with all the oppression causes, you know, depression, you know, and a lot of us are just depressed. We're sad, you know, we're mad at each other, you know. A lot of black women don't respect the black men because the men are supposed to be the protectors, and the men allow a lot of things to happen to our women. Slavery, you know, and, you know, so there's a lot of hate going on there. And then you got the black men who want to be, you know, pimps, and they want to now pimp the women, and, you know, all this nonsense, you know, disrespecting our most valued resource, the black woman. And, you know, so, you know, our mothers are, you know, my mother's a black woman. I'm quite sure all your mothers, I'm not sure, but, you know, we have blacks in our families, and, you know, and this is the way we, you know, how we treat them. You know, how would somebody like treat, you know, how would you like somebody treating your mother the way you treat black women, you know, and vice versa for the black women too, because a lot of black women, like I said, you know, have a hatred for black men. Like, they'll find any reason in the book to, you know, to disrespect the black man. You know, I've heard it. I've heard women say, you know, a black man can't do nothing for me but just one thing. You know, a woman who feels she got a decent job and got money, she said, only a black person can do one thing for me, a black man. You know, so, you know, that's the problem right there. We got to start, you know, supporting each other, start respecting and treating each other a lot better. That's first and foremost. That's the only way we are going to be able to move forward. You know, we got to heal ourselves first, you know. And then, you know, everything else will fall in place. So that's pretty much, you know. And then you got, you know, another thing is this, you know, when the black man is struggling to just to survive, you know, trying to do things within the system by the government rules and regulations, instead of trying to do his own thing, you know, just trying to do everything the right way by the book, and which is following, you know, the government or following the white man's way of things. You know, a lot of times that causes problems. And then now the black woman, you know, looking at him sideways. You know, I see a lot of, and the thing is, black men, we just want what we work. A lot of black men is not lazy. We just don't want to work, you know, for peanuts, you know. And a lot of black men are willing to get out there and learn something, learn a skill, learn a trade. And, you know, if they had the opportunity, a lot of them looking for the opportunities, but can't get it, you know. Because even that's locked down by certain trades, are locked down by certain people. They hire, they bring in their people, you know. over races of people bringing their people. We don't want to, you know, lines going around the corner, you know, around the block with guys trying to get applications for certain positions, you know, and I see it. I see it. So they can't really say black men are lazy. Some of them, they probably are. Some of them, they are some, you know. But there's a lot of black men.
So, Bobby, let me ask you this, then. Do you feel like black men are the most disenfranchised?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We are the most hated on. We are like a, we are an endangered species. We are literally an endangered species, the black man. You know, they're finding every reason in the book to try to take us down. They've been doing it. So, yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's just sad because, you know, it just goes to show the insecurity and the hate that other people have amongst us, you know, and the disrespect.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was that? Sorry, what was that?
I feel like it's the responsibility of the black woman to empower the black man.
Well, I feel, yeah, that, but also to just be supportive of the black man. That's the one that's, the black man that's doing the right thing. Definitely be supportive, you know, because most black women, see, our black men, women don't understand what the black man is going through. Some do. The ones who do are supportive. The ones who see what the system is doing, see the systemic racism, see all the police hating and gunning down black men and all that stuff. The ones who see it, they have a little, they're more supportive. You know, some selfish women who are just thinking about themselves, they don't see it. You know, so they don't see it, and they just hate on the black man because he's not getting her this, that, and the other, you know, so doing this, that, and the other for her. So, you know, so that's pretty much that. But, yeah, we definitely need to change. Yeah.
I mean, but I feel like, and forgive me if this is not what you're saying, but I feel like, you know, you're wanting black women to do something for black men, but then you say they will only want something from black men. Like, shouldn't we have some kind of give and take if we're all supposed to be working together? Like, I feel like maybe that might be some of the issues. Like, we struggle to see each other on a level of equals in that way. Like, if I give to you and you give to me, then we are the same. It's like, even if we're giving out the same, this is what I kind of feel like I have experienced. Even if we're giving out the same, sometimes one party, and I'm not going to say men or women, will feel like they still are owed more because they gave. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does make sense.
It does make sense.
But, you know, that's true in a lot of cases, but no, it should be give and take, like equal, you know, 50-50 give and take. You know, we're supposed to help build each other up, you know, and as a team, you know, not, it shouldn't be one sided. So we gotta support each other 50-50 and, you know, in many different ways, you know, so.
I feel like we're not seeing that in our homes growing. Like, do you think that's part of, like, just not getting the right kind of parenting? And not because they're not trying, but, I mean, conditioning has left us all kind of in this position. Like, do you think that's something we should really learn at home, like, how to be giving and how to receive?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a major, major part of why some people grow up and turn out to be the way that they do because of the parent at home, what they see coming up, you know, why they may have hatred, why they may be narcissistic, why they may be anything, you know, why they may hate women, why they may hate men, like for things that they're seeing in the home. If they see the father being abusive to the moms, or they see the moms, it's based on the situation. If the moms is on you know, drugs, smoking crack. You know, it's dependent on the situation, whatever they're going through. Now, if there's a family that's like a working class family and, you know, and they have structure, then chances are, you know, the kid will come up with structure and with respect and knowing how to, you know, deal with life in general and deal with their people and deal with people in general, not just their people, just know how to deal with society, you know, respecting everybody, respecting themselves, you know, and commanding respect, you know, and just, you know, being accountable and responsible, you know, you gotta, you know, have all of that, you know, to grow and have
right.
love for your people. So,
right.
And you gotta have
how
love.
How do you guys think that we can be doing that in our house? Like, Tay, like, what's an example of maybe something that you're doing to try to instill something different in your son than maybe you've seen in other adult men?
Well, one thing that I do is I really instill in him the understanding that you are black, you know, like literally understanding like he knows like is that a white person or black? Like, she's white, I'm black. Like, you know, he understands the difference, like instilling that in him, and slowly but surely. You know, I don't want to give him too much too soon, but I want him to understand at a young age, so it's programmed early, like, I am black. And then as he understands that he's black and he starts to see the difference in, like, you know, how it is to be black and, you know, just everything down to the soulfulness, the pros and cons, like everything. And that's something that I have not seen in, like, a lot of my peers and stuff, and, you know, how we came up, and, you know, even a lot of their children and stuff, it's just like everybody's just living it day by day, whatever is whatever. And I'm like, no, it's not whatever is whatever. And you're sitting here seeing black people get killed, you know what I mean, in front of our very eyes, you know, knee on your neck or getting shot in the back for no reason, stuff like that. Like, no, these kids got to understand what's happening. They got to know how to, you know, be able to survive and know what to do when the police pulls you over, how to handle it, how to react, how to, like, not panic so you can make it home and stuff. Like, you know, I think that's very important. And, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to really instill, like, in him, like, what it is to be the black experience, basically. I think that's, like, really, really, really important.
Yeah. What about you, Bobby? I know you have kids too. I mean, they're grown, but still, like, what's something that maybe you did?
Well, the first of all, you know, they were so focused in school, getting ahead, you know, doing things to stay, like, out of the streets, you know, being focused. My son was going to, you know, Boys and Girls Club of America. You know, he plays sports. He also plays the guitar. He plays instrument. You know, something else. You know, he performed at the Apollo Theater, him and his, you know, group of people from the Boys and Girls Boys Club of America. You know, but he was always doing something constructive for himself, you know, all the time. So sometimes when you, like, not doing nothing, you got too much time on your hands and you don't know what to do with yourself, you're not trying to do nothing, that's when people get into, and things can happen because you're just out there, you know. So, and you're not doing nothing, you're not, you know, playing basketball on the court or playing whatever sport, or you're not doing something, you know, working on music, you know, doing something that's constructive to better yourself, you know, and to stay out of trouble, you know, in the streets. You know, you got to do something to take your mind off things, you know, or even if you got to get a job after school, you know, that's, you know, do something,
you know, just a, you got to keep building, you got to keep escalating yourself, you know. So that's you know, that's very, very important, you know. So that's what I think. That's how you stay out of trouble. And I and tell you what you were saying about, you know, knowing how to talk to people and show respect, and also knowing how to talk to getting, you know, police. When you get stopped by police, you got to know how to talk so you can get home safely and not wind up in the news. But you got to know how to deal with police too. And I want to talk more about that, like, not now, but, you know, maybe one of the upcoming shows, I want to talk more about that. So, but yeah, that's, you know, that's definitely something we need to focus on so that we can, you know, focus on teaching our children so that, you know, they can, you know, anything can still happen, you know what I mean? But, you know, chances will be better of things, negative things not happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like that. And I mean, like, congratulations to you for, like, raising grown kids, because, like, I don't even know, like, looking at it kind of far off. I mean, I know my son is about to be an adult soon. And one of the things I'm really trying to do is, and this is going to sound crazy, but I'm trying to get them to understand that they are not a victim, in the sense that I don't want them to carry that with them. You know, like, I don't want them to be feeling like they can't do anything because of their blackness. So I don't want them to feel victimized by it. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to be able to see it as power instead of as a hindrance here. Because, I mean, if you look at it like it is, it will be to you. And I'm also trying to get them to see each other as equals because, you know, one's a boy, one's a girl. So, like, I don't want them to be practicing abuse on each other and then go out into the world, find a partner, and not be able to love somebody because they feel like this person is not. Like, my son always wants my daughter to, like, clean up and do stuff, like, right when he says it. And I'm like, nah, kill that right now. Because what's going to happen is he's going to end up being somebody's husband and be disgruntled and upset with her constantly because she didn't jump whenever he says jump. Well, you don't need to think that anyway. And a lot of men see that. They're like, oh, well, I'm the man. You're supposed to be doing what I... No, that's absolutely not true. You know, like, if we're going to pull the cart together, then we need to pull it together. You don't get in front. Like, that's not equally yoked. Not the way I see it. You all agree?
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, it's 50-50, you know. They're both, no one's bigger than the other, you know.
Right.
They're a team. So, yeah, I always, you know, thought like that. It was always a 50-50. I don't feel like I have the upper hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it should be 50-50. Or, you know, you have to, you know, you have to agree and talk things over. You know, you're a team, you got to get both parties' opinions, you know. Y'all got to get each other's opinions and talk, you know, do everything as one, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. You
right.
Can't just say, this is what it's going to be. And then, you know, you have to both agree on that.
Right. But I also, too, think it's a problem for women to see men who aren't aggressive as not masculine. You know, like, they take that opportunity to run over the gentlemen who are gentlemen. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to be abrasive and strong arm a woman, then sometimes they don't know how to respect that. And that's also wrong.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And, like, it seems as though for some reason, like, black people are, like, black women are, this is amazing to me, like, how, you know, black women are really portrayed. Like, they're the only ones who, you know, who have some women in that nationality of people who are like, you know, probably not the best people, you know what I mean? But like, for instance, black women are like, you know, they always get kind of how can I put this? Like, they get a reputation of being like just extra, like raunchy, sassy, talk to the hand, boo, like get out of here. You know what I mean? Like disrespectful, like boy bye, like emasculating their man. You know what I mean? And one thing I used to think that, but then I had to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that's just Americanized women in general. Not all of them, but it's not like a black thing or a Hispanic thing or whatever. It's like there are women in every race of people like that you know, you got the good seeds, the bad seeds, you know. And you know, Michelle, what do you think about, like, you know, the reputation of the black woman? Like, how do you, as a black woman yourself, like, how do you feel about, like, the reputation that black women get? Like, oh, they thighs, oh, look at the way they dress. But then you'll go past a college campus and you'll see like a Chinese woman wearing the same short shorts, but maybe her butt just ain't as big. She just isn't as physically gifted as a black woman, so it doesn't look as, you know, it don't come off the same, but it's still like, damn, but look how she's damn near naked. But the black woman's always villainized, you know what I mean? Especially when it comes to being a companion. And like, how do you feel about that, Michelle, as a black woman yourself?
Well, I feel like it's, of course, I feel like it's by design. I mean, we all know the Karens have been around for centuries. Like,
Karens?
Yeah. I mean, they know that we were misused sexually from the very time we came here. At the hands of the majority, they're men. So, of course, they're going to try to make us look disgusting or seem disgusting or trashy or less than because we're appealing or whatever. That's not for us to own. Like, that is a personal problem. So, like, now I do feel like you can't always carry yourself with class. I feel like, you know, I hate that damn trash bag hair thing, wearing out in public. I'm like, please, dog. But then again, I have to check that within myself. Like, why?
You talking about the what's it called, the bonnet? Talking about the bonnet.
Yes, the bonnet.
I hate that too. I really that's like really feeding into the stereotype. You might as well start twerking. You're gonna have that on. It's just oh my God, I hate that.
I said, I got to check that in myself, too, because it's like, why does it bother me? Does it bother me because I don't want people to be looking at us some type of way? But again, I'm like, that's...
Yeah, it's a stereotype, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, like, I have to check that in myself, too, and say, okay, well, why do you fucking care about this? Like, stop.
Right.
But I just feel like, you know, they put that on us to be... Like my daughter is 7 years old, but like women will be like, oh, look at her little booty. I'm like, she's seven. So like, let's stop turning a nice physique into sex. That doesn't mean it has to be sexy. It could just be like, man, she's got a nice shape. She must work out, or maybe she's fit to be a gymnast or whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be all sexual all the time. You know,
that's American culture for you. Like, that's, I don't know what, like, American culture is like designed that way for some reason. Like,
yeah, but they don't look
but
at
they always say, like,
say,
white people,
yeah,
yeah,
they
exactly.
don't look at little white girls and say, oh, look at her shape, mostly because they don't have one, I guess, but still, like, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, they put that on us. That is
yeah,
placed
yeah.
I see that all the time. I see no one says anything when a white woman walks around with what looking like panties and a bra. But as soon as a black woman does
it. No, Bobby. Bobby, I'm gonna let you get right back. But like I can't stress this enough. Like, I'm telling you, just all you man, all you gotta do is go to like a college, a mall, but mostly a college campus. I'm like, I think the white girls and like the Asian girls almost got the black girls beat. I'm like, why do our women get this reputation? Why do they get like in when it comes to like reality TV, all that stuff? Like, why do our women get that? Like, why are the other women that's like they're treated like they're just so classy and none of them they're not raunchy, they're not, you know, they don't have their own little, you know, ways of like, you know, just fronting and all that stuff that the black woman has a reputation. I just don't appreciate it. And I'm like, us as black men, we have to start sticking up for our woman. That's one thing we don't do enough of. More brothers need to wake up and start defending our woman, because that's how they're like, that's a key, that's one way that they're breaking us down. You know, they're breaking down our woman. Our women are so villainized, you know, like, and just scrutinized. And then we just going along with it, like, we agreeing with them instead of defending our women, our queens. We got to defend them. Like, I feel like the black women, they defend us more than we defend them, and that's a problem. That has to change. But go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I totally agree, because a lot of the black men, you know, a lot of them, they don't respect the black woman. They look at them as, you know, bees and hoes, you know. And so if these are bees and hoes, I mean, your mother is a bee and a hoe, right? Your mother's grandmother, she's a bee and a hoe. So you can't be disrespecting your own people. And so this whole thing is a divide and conquer thing, you know, with how people are viewing us and how they got us viewing us like that. They got us viewing each other the way they try to view us and display us, you know. Look at reality TV show, man. I mean, look at the stuff we see happening on. So, well, first of all, it's not really reality TV. These people don't be always drinking and then start fighting and all that stuff. And then they, you know, to me, it's like they look like
Thank
a bunch
you.
Of idiots. They're like a bunch of fools that, you know, is playing themselves for a couple of not dollars. You know, they're like coons, man, playing themselves for a little bit of change, chump change. That's what it is. So, you know, he even stopped that, and he's like, I know better than that. I don't go out. I don't see this stuff all the time. I rarely see that stuff. You know, I haven't been out to a bar or anything like that, you know, in years. But I'm saying, even when I did, it wasn't like that. Yeah, I didn't see a bunch of women getting drunk and then they, you know, they fight and throwing liquor on each other. Come on, really? I'm not saying it never. Yeah, I'm not saying it never happened, but I never saw that. Like, me personally, never saw that. So, you know, I'm not saying women don't fight and get into arguments, but get into stuff, get into words. But some people, you know, they may say some stuff and then they go their separate ways. Or so. Sometimes it may break out on the side, but it's rare. It's not like every week you turn on reality TV, you know, Real Wives or whatever, and then people are cursing each other out, mad, ready to fight, you know, like cats and dogs. You know, so, but yeah.
Yeah,
you know, it's just crazy, man. But we need to start showing more respect to our most valuable resources. I mean, a lot of black men were raised by their mother. So how could you turn around and call a female a bee or a hoe? You know what I'm saying? How could you do that when your mom, your pops wasn't even there? A lot of them. Not saying, you know, a lot of them, their pops wasn't even there. But the woman is a bee or a hoe. You know, I don't respect that at all. Totally, it's just whack. You know, so they need to
go. I got a question.
Yes. Yeah.
I got a question. So, Michelle, from your perspective, what is like, what's the ideal man? Like, what would be the ideal black man for you? Like, if you could just, you know, just build a man. Like, you know, if you had your own build a man, you could just, you know, make them your way. Like, what would be the ideal characteristics of a black man for you?
healing. No, I mean, for me, I really just would be looking for somebody who is healing wounds and trauma, because I don't need you to carry that into the relationship. I have my own that I'm mm-hmm. working on. Be able to give advice and receive it without, you know, getting mad. Be able to operate within a partnership, not looking for somebody who's going to be, like, I'm not going to be the submissive, because that's just not my personality. Like, if you're right, you're right. But we're a team. So, you know, yeah, pretty much just somebody who could be a partner, has a softness in them. Like, I don't want you to be hard. I would rather you be emotional, because I can relate to that. And also, like, sometimes I'm hard. So it would be cool to have somebody who could be, like, also soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just balance it out. Like, don't be afraid of yourself or your emotions. Like, there's power there. So, like, I'm probably looking for somebody who don't exist yet. He probably <didn't>
No, there's plenty of
men,
good brothers out
like
there
that have,
you know, so
that
many
have that
side
to them.
Awesome
exactly.
characteristics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, I'm
not... I think one thing. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I was just saying, I don't even think I'm looking for anything outrageous. Like, I just want somebody who respects me, respects themselves, respects my kids, you know, is open to being a step-parent. There's so many people who claim they are, and they show up and be like, wait a minute, hold on. But, I mean, like, I have kids, so it can't be somebody who's like, I'm looking for a single woman with no kids. Like, you know, I'm looking for somebody who wants to have a family.
As a parent yourself, right, this is something that we all have to ask ourselves, for the people who are parents. But would you prefer a brother that already has children, right, and, you know, you just deal with, you know, the whole thing with the baby mama? Hopefully it's not a whole big mess over there. Hopefully it's like it's a understanding, and it's no baby mama drama and all that. But would you rather have a guy that, like, is a parent, he understands from a parent's perspective, or a brother that's like, he's pretty much like a bachelor, like he doesn't have kids, and he doesn't even carry any type of, he doesn't come in with any type of load or baggage or anything, but you might have to, you know, mold him a little bit to understand what it's like to be a parent, because that's something that I've seen it too many times, where if the two people aren't on the same page with that part, then, like, you know, it just causes a lot of friction.
I don't really have a preference there. Like, I feel like, I mean, the person that is for me is probably not going to come in the package that I claim I'm designing, you know. So I don't really have a preference there. I just think that, like, you know, if people have kids and they have baby mama, then that's fine. But, like, my biggest thing is she needs to respect this house and what we're building. And she's more than welcome to participate in community. You know, that's the other parent of a child that I may have to also parent. So everybody, you really need to be on the same page. Like, I would hope that if I get married, that my son's dad, at least, the other one child, let's just pray for him, would be like, okay, I'm going to be a normal human being. And, like, maybe we can all work together. Because the thing about it is, like, all of these people have a role to play in the life of the child. So when you try to build contention or competition there, you just create trauma for the child to have to go to therapy and deal with much later. Like, you might as well just be an adult and say, okay, maybe I'm a little bit jealous. Let me deal with this. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, like, acting a fucking fool. Like, deal with your feelings. Why are you jealous? You don't even like this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you did, y'all would be together. So,
right, I don't know.
Like, I don't really have a preference there. I think, you know, whoever it's supposed to be.
I mean, you know, I was thinking about this, right? And I'm like, man, like, you know, for the first time in my life, because I told y'all before, you know, like, I was that bitter, angry black man that was like, man, I want a white girl. Like, I want, or anything other than a black woman. So I'm so tired of being treated the way I'm being treated. But then as time progressed and I started to really understand how this stuff is systemically designed, how the system is and stuff, and, like, you know, taking everything into consideration and realizing that my whole upbringing is amongst my people. I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a black woman and a deadbeat black man that made me. So it's like, you know, I can't, like, you know, I feel total 180. Like, now it's like I can't even see myself being happy with a woman unless she is a woman of color, but preferably a black woman, but a woman of color, at least a woman of color. And I'm like, I can't even see. And I'm like, but that actually, the thing about it is it definitely shortens the pool. It definitely shortens the pool. And everybody always jumps on the women who are, like, nice, fun, laughs a lot. You know, of course, the more beautiful she is, the more people in her DMs, the more offers she gets, and she's successful and all that. You can almost forget about it. She's probably been taken since she was 19. You know what I mean? So it's like it definitely shortens the pool. And, like, am I, like, you know, like, Bobby, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to stick to your own, it's like it definitely is going to shorten that pool. Then you have to just be willing to, you know, take on that. Like, I'm going to be patient because maybe there's an opportunity, but it's like, man, well, do I really want to step out and, you know, step away from my people? Like, I can't do it. I just, where I'm at right now with it, like, I just don't feel like I can do it. I can be friends. I don't mind being friends or being cool, but I just don't think I can be satisfied with a woman if she's not a woman of color and preferably a black woman. Bobby, could you see yourself being content with Becky Sue?
No, never. I'm totally, no disrespect to him, but, you know, it's just not me, man. I've been with black women all my life. I'm not used to being with any other race, you know, any other type of women. And I like, and I'm going to tell you said the pool is showing, but there's still a lot of black women out there the thing about our pool of women is they do come in so many different shades. You know, you got the butter pecan and the chocolate, and you got the cotton.
Exactly.
You got different, so we really
exactly.
Got all types of
you
women.
You got the real white ones that almost favor a white woman, like, you know.
Exactly.
So we got any flavor you need. Exactly.
Thank you. We got the buffet anyway. So it doesn't. That's why there's no need for me to go outside of the black women, the black race. You know. So, and but like you were saying before. So far as, like, with, I understand what you were trying to say with the, you know, black man or the type of man a woman should deal with. So far as a man having a baby, so far as having that experience, if she has a kid, he had a kid maybe with somebody else, and he has that experience with dealing with children, so that he would come into a relationship already knowing how to deal with the child, you know, so where there won't be no issues. So a person that that's no issues, got a good job, credit is good, got a nice car, all that good stuff, that's great. But he may not have children and don't know how to deal with a woman who has a child. He may not even want to deal with a woman with a child. Some of them just want to be, you know, living that life. And, you know, they want to be a bachelor. They want to be players. They want to, you know, feel like if, and then some guys, they don't even want no part of a woman's child. They may want the woman, but they don't want nothing to do with the child. Like, you know, they really don't want nothing to do with the child, period. They don't want to do nothing for them. They don't want to take them out, none of that. So you got, you know what I mean? You got those types too, you know? You know, they want the woman, but then he finds out, you know, she got a child. And, you know, he really doesn't like that. He'll still do it to an extent, you know? But when she's, you know, and when she, like, maybe, you know, want to do something together with him, her, and the child, now he has an issue, then, you know, then the woman, she probably needs to just let go, you know, because a woman don't need that type of man, you know, in her world, you know, that's not going to be there. He looks at the kid as, you know, baggage. Now he got to, you know, he got to start looking at his pockets and pulling out change, doing this for the kid. You know, he's looking at his dollars, you know, so he's down to do whatever for the woman, but don't really want to do much for the child. So those types of guys, these women with children, need to stay away from them. Unless they just want to deal with them and not bring them into their home or bring them around the child. They go out and hang out, do what they do, and then she just comes home. You know, if she wants that type of relationship, you know, she can do that. And this way the guy won't be involved with, but, you know, how long is that going to last, you know? So, but, yeah, but so far as with, you know, the black women, it's, we have the best, man. We got variety. Like, other races don't have different shades of women. It's just all, like, one shade. No disrespect, but, you know, I mean, yeah, it's been because of our upbringing, or because of our history. But still, it is what it is, you know, so, and it's great, you know, so, you know, I've been with many different shades of women, and I like them all, you know, so, you know, it's about the woman, not really about her shade, you know, but I like, it's all good, you know, so, it's about the black woman, you know, I'm saying, regardless of the black woman's complexion, you know, so.
And for me, like, the one thing that separates the black woman for me is the soulfulness. Like, you just can't really get that from, you know, like other races. Like, you know, not to say that it's impossible, or, you know, I feel like some Hispanic women kind of give a similar vibe, you know, but it's a unique experience, a unique soulfulness, you know what I mean? That black love, that's why the topic is, you know, black love matters. Like, that black love, this is something that's just, you know, it's that energy, and it's that soulfulness. And, like, out of all the women that I've met and dealt with in my life, I've only ever really gotten that. Not to say it could be like a really cool, down-to-earth, like, white woman or Asian woman or whatever, but it's something that's just genetically and spiritually installed, like, in a black woman, that you just can't really find that nowhere else. And it's like, you just feel that, you know, and when you feel that, it's just so powerful. And it's like, that's like something I feel as though I need. It's almost like a drug. And that's why I feel like it almost has to be a black woman, because I'm like, I don't feel like I can get that really anywhere else. In, like, Michelle, as a black woman, do you feel like there's any unique things about a black man that, you know, kind of separates him from, you know, the other races?
I think it's really more of a just being able to understand the condition of a Black woman that I like. Like, obviously you were born from one, most likely, and you understand how they operate, you know, so you're not looking for June Cleaver in, you know, like Claire Huxtable. Like, you know that you're not going to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, your expectations are just on the level, and you appreciate and respect the body of a Black woman and the power and the magnificence of a Black woman. You know, there's no, if you're doing it the right way, you're not trying to turn that down in her, you know? Like, you recognize that, like, her swag is what makes her great. So that's the difference. I mean, I've only dated, like, I think a total in my life, like, two white men, but those situations
are really
traumatic for their own reasons.
Okay, so I didn't know you ever dated white men. Okay, how was that experience?
Do I live in Texas?
You do.
I live in Texas. And, I mean, a lot of women here have dated outside their race. It doesn't mean that we necessarily are, you know, stuck on that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with trying it if you want to. I mean, you'll probably come back.
Yeah, I hear you. So, yeah, you want to,
you know, like,
if that person, regardless to his race, is treating you like you feel you need to be treated, then all right, by all means. But I get that from, you know, I just, you know, I'm not going to give a white woman that opportunity. I'm just not doing it. Like, there's too many beautiful Black women out here, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, and that's the thing, you know, that energy that you get from a Black woman, like, that is like, I can't get that anywhere else. So I need that, you know. So, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get that from any other race of woman. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to be on that same page like that, you know? So that's why, me personally, yeah, I really don't see myself so far as being in a relationship. And, you know, my mother is Black, right? Well, I look like bringing some other race of woman to my mom's, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, like, I'm not racist, not like that, but I just like what I like. I'm used to it all my life. That's who I've been with. And, you know, my kids' mothers, you know, they're Black women. You know, I like being around Black women. You know, that's what I like. You know, I like the beauty, the inside, the outside. I like the spirituality, you know. I like that vibe. I like that energy, you know, that, you know, all of that, you know. I like all of that, and that's what I like to see, you know, around me. That's what I like in my circle. So, you know, so I agree
and
with
then,
what you were saying,
like,
earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
go ahead, Tay.
Two things, because I know we're winding down on time. I also want to get the thought out, but two things I didn't get to mention. The intellect of a Black woman, I feel like so many, like, just brilliant. Like, you just sit down, and first of all, anybody can be brilliant. I'm not saying that only a Black woman can be brilliant. But I'm just saying the intellect of a Black woman, it's just like when you sit down and talk to a Black woman, that is like, she's just wise. And the thing that a lot of times separates a Black woman is the street smarts, because we grew up in the hood. You got to obtain street smarts because you got to be able to navigate through and survive in the hood. So they get the street smarts, but they still had the book smarts. And if you just sit there and talk to a woman that can understand your lingo, if you throw a little hood in there, but at the same time, she's still book smart and she still can break down some science to you.
Women like that,
they're going astrology or something like, you know what I mean? Like, she could just break down stuff.
Take
and you're
the
sitting
hood.
There like,
exactly.
Damn, like, okay, you're smart. Like, okay.
I love
you know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
That, the
smart
intellect.
Women is the
yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Bobby. Like,
yes. Yeah,
yeah,
I know all about
that. Step down. You sitting there having an intelligent conversation. It's like, man, you feel that.
Teaching you
same time.
Teaching you new words. Teaching you new words, you know?
Right,
teaching
right,
you
right.
You're like, what was that?
The same.
Like, yeah.
Right, exactly. That, and I like the way that black women parent. Like, the motherhood, like, the motherliness of them. Like, the ones that parent good, because not all of them parent good, but the ones that do, it's like, man. That's such a turn on to me to see, like, man, look how well behaved our children are. Look how well they're doing in school. Like, look how connected she is. She's not going to the club every weekend. She paying attention to what's going on in the world. She's teaching our kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, man, like, I love the way black women parent. I love the intellect. You know what I mean? Like, it's just amazing, man. Like, I love it, man. That's
well,
like an addiction, like a drug. You know what I mean? Like,
it is a drug. It's an addiction. Yep. I totally agree.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, I just wanted to
put
that out there.
Yeah.
But Michelle, you had any? I know you said you asked a question. You had any other questions or?
No, I guess the last thing
on?
Is like what is your ideal vision for our community? How do you want it to see it running?
Ideal vision for the community. Well, for me, then I'll let Bobby go, but for me, like, just more togetherness, you know what I mean? Definitely supporting, like we was talking about earlier, like with the black businesses and stuff, that can't be stressed enough. But the relationship between the black man and the black woman, that is definitely by far one of the most important, if not the most important, other than the kids, other than raising the kids the right way. But the kids seeing they're getting away from broken homes, bringing homes back together with two-parent homes. You know what I mean? Like the black man and the black woman staying together and weathering the storm, figuring things out, in treating each other better, you know what I mean? You know, like, I hate to see all this, like, you know, verbal abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence. Like, get away from that stuff, you know what I mean? Get tapped into the spiritual side. That'll help humble you, you know?
You have to get
and,
spiritual, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Get away from all the drugs, because all of our – the one thing I don't like about today's current hip-hop. See, the back in the day, hip hop was about spiritualness and uplifting and power to the people and stuff. And today's hip hop is about taking more drugs, fighting, shooting up, you know, attacking your own, you know, black on black violence, you know what I mean? Ratchetness and all of that stuff. We got to get away from that, you know what I mean? And we got to connect. And I think for the people that are spiritual or religious, open that Bible and read it, and get connected, and get some with some people that, you know, are connected with it and understand it in a way that they can break it down to you. You start to see that, man, this stuff that's prophesizing there is happening. But it's a lot of beautiful messages in there and a lot of things that you can utilize in your life right now that will help change it for the better and cater to your own. You know what I mean? Like, we got to be about us, because who else would care about us? You know what I mean? We have to be about
yes,
us. We got to get away from the drugs. We got to stop popping the mollies. We got to stop popping the pills and being dope fiends and crackheads and stuff. We even got to ease up off the weed. The weed is cool, but you can't overdo it. We got to ease up off the alcohol. We don't need to be in the club every weekend. We need to be coming together, having intelligent conversations. We need to start, even as much as when you see your brother, you're just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing today, sister? How you doing today, brother? You know, nice day. Da, da, da. Yeah, you know, talk about some stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? Talk about 45 and how he's a racist bigot that should have never been in office in the first place because he didn't win the popular vote. We need to be having these conversations and, you know what I mean, getting away from all the ratchetness. The twerking needs to stop. I love big butts and stuff, but I'm only thinking about one thing when I see that. I'm only thinking about your mind. I want to be connected with your mind, mind to mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mind, body, and spirit. Like, I don't want
totally
to be sexualizing you that way. But you're making me because I'm a man. And you just, no, can we get away from the twerk videos? It's 2020. We still twerking. Like, come on, man.
But see, that's
all you got to offer?
Right, yeah.
You know, instead of you showing the twerk video on your Facebook, how about you show the dinner that you made tonight? Homemade dinner, everything from scratch, home-cooked meal. That would turn me on
exactly.
A lot more than a twerk. So we got to get away from that stuff and just connect and vibe. You know what I mean? What about you, Bobby?
Yes. Totally agree, man. Stop the twerking. Because when you do that type of thing, a man is only going to think about one thing. He ain't going to think about your mind. He ain't going to think about you passing your real estate exam or passing your LSAT exam to go into law school or starting an entrepreneur, starting a new business. You know, show those things on Facebook. You know, show those things on social media. You know. Another thing, black love, black couples, we have to learn how to agree to disagree. We have to learn how to agree to disagree. You can have disagreements. I mean,
good point, Bobby.
Things are not always right. Things are not always going to be smooth sailing. Yeah, I'm going to have some bumps in the road, but it's how you have those bumps in the road. It's how you deal with it. You know, you don't have to be at each other's throats trying to kill each other. You ain't got to verbally abuse each other. You know, you got to know how to. You got to, when there's a conflict, you always got to find common grounds. You both got to speak about whatever it is that's bothering you and what's bothering the party and figure out how to find some common ground. That's the only way. And y'all got to talk to each other like human beings. Normal tone of voice, no yelling and screaming at each other. Because that makes it worse, you know. So something like, if it gets that way, maybe somebody needs to get away until y'all can talk with a tone of voice and say what you got to say. You know, you gotta do things a certain way, man. It's how you. It's not what you do. It's how you do things. You know. Well, it's what you do too, but it's also how you do it. You know. So, you know, it just, you know, we definitely gotta. Learn how to talk to each other, and we gotta respect each other. We gotta respect each other. You know, just like a lot of blacks look up to the white man, start looking up to the black man and the black woman. You know, don't just look at white as right, and I don't disrespect to white people, but you know, that's what I be seeing. You know, it seems like that's what I see. You know, we look up to them like massa. You know, and we want to look down on our people. Come on, negative. You know, we know that we know what's going on. We know, you know, what's been going on with, as far back as you can think. You know, we go back to the Rothschilds and the Bilderberg and all of that. But, you know, so far as on the ground level, you know, we got to know how to, you know, how to communicate. And we got to have love. When you got love, you're not going to talk to nobody that you love disrespectfully. You're not really going to talk. You're going to talk to somebody that you love. You're going to make your point and all that. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to just come down on them, blah, blah, blah. Cause I mean, to me, it's like, that's not love. You know? So if you love you love somebody, you know, you're going to have disagreements, but you got to know how to talk. And, you know, yeah, you can't, you know, because you want to treat people the way you want to be treated. And it's simple. You know, our mothers, all our moms or parents, whoever, you know, told us that when we was young. You know, it's little simple things that a lot of people that get slips away from people, you know, that we forget about, you know. Just, you know, keep it simple sometimes. You know, you got to, you know. it always got to be like rocket sciences. You know what I mean? Just treat people. You know how you feel when somebody says certain things to you, and you know how you make people feel when you say certain things to them. So watch how you talk to people. Respect them. So treat everybody with respect. The way you talk to them, the way you want them to talk to you. You know, and that's it. You know, because when you show talk to them in a certain way, they're gonna do this back to you. They're gonna be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Because you show them, you spoke to them with respect, so it's gonna come back to you. You know, it's gonna be reciprocated. You know, so you know. But yeah. So anyway, but so what do you think about that, Michelle?
Michelle, why don't you take us home? You know, with
okay.
Your,
well,
you know.
I think that we do have a long way to go, but what I would like to see moving forward is just that we do operate in love, and that we learn to stop judging each other for this Black experience that we've been exposed to. You know, like it's easy to say that people are failing or, you know, not doing what we would like or, you know, doing the right thing. But if you're not taught that, you're not going to do it. You know, so we need to build more community programs for the children, because some of these parents are lost cause. So we need to be focused on how we can get everybody's kids to vibe the way that they need to in order for us to really change this. You know, like we need more male mentors reaching the boys and explaining to them, you know, that if they project it, they will receive it too. So like, you know, men and women both have ideas for what they want and who they want to attract in their lives. But you also might be bullshit. So check yourself, see where you need to vibe higher so that you can attract this person that you want to come into your life. You know, and that's for everybody. Like, I know many women who right now were like, no, I want this kind of man. He need to have this much money and he need to do this and do this, but don't know how to cook, don't know how to do anything for themselves, but want somebody to come do things for them. So when you can figure out how to adjust yourself to meet what it is that you actually are trying to draw in, it will be there. So that's really the last thing I have to say.
Excellent. Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. Yeah, well put. Well, with that said, we're out of here. And catch us this Friday. We have a special guest, and it's going to be another good one, so make sure you tune in for that. Don't miss out on that. And always remember, catch us every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That will be 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our Central Time listeners and all the good people out there in Texas, out in Michelle's neck of the woods. And, yeah, man, with that said, we out of here. It's Real Talk Radio, T-Real, Bobby G, Michelle. We will see y'all Friday. Peace out.